Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, we don't come back for Inside the FPL Matter after international break and make us go on a sabbatical. Grammatical. Okay, Boku, let's not know, say, still the matter for Inside the Premier League Fantasy Football League, now it's today. And today, I get with me, Diwana.
Hello.
How is Chelsea doing?
Man, you can't start this podcast with that.
No, I just you asked know, so you start with that. Answer question, we'll move on. I beg, how is Chelsea doing?
I beg, my fans, Muna Nuvex.
How are you, my friend?
My fans, I beg, Muna Nuvex, I thought Muna carried you at Felix. Muna Nuvex.
Okay.
That's all I have to start.
Chelsea know they do well, by the way. Now, what do you mean so? So, more check out what will you see for match day 30. More starts sharply from teams. Haaland no play their last match with them. Yeah. Used to beat Liverpool 4-1 because of Wunjo. But we say like, you know, the heel back.
No, just muscle injury. No be seen or nothing. No be anything serious.
So, expectedly, every manager is supposed to get him back. Mm-hmm. Funny enough, I still keep him hoping, saying, go play, but he no play.
No, that person is supposed to day bench. I don't think because he is not in the team. Haaland, that player where he won't sell. Do you get what I'm saying? He's supposed to be on the bench. He's no brainer. Because if you sell Alan now, sure you get. And let's say you wait for like a week or two to see if he go this squad. Those week or two, you miss out on Alan bonus. The hat-trick bonus. Wait till you want to talk. He's supposed to be on the bench. And we get strikers where they do well.
And as season done, they go towards the end. So Haaland, one player, is every manager I guess get. Because
exactly.
The guy who still want the fire on all cylinder, won't propel. City.
I mean, for now, you get like 28 league goals or so. Do you get what I'm saying? And for a player of a standard, waiting everybody, they look out and I say, okay, this guy, maybe cross that 30 goals benchmark. Sure, he gets.
Yeah.
And Alan, the way we see, say, they pursue person for front, Arsenal. And Arsenal, where they pursue for front, sure, he gets. Guardiola won't use all the firepower where he gets.
To
and Alan, number
meet
one
up.
For
yeah.
the firepower.
And we'll talk about Brighton player.
Mm-hmm.
Since when Leandro Trossard come out, Mitoma don't step
they
up.
Don't
like
step
I'm
up big
more.
Time.
Big time.
Big time.
And De Zerbi, they use them constantly. And now they play Bournemouth weekend.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Bournemouth,
that's for that Christmas.
Yeah, more
that's
or less.
Christmas.
So,
I mean,
if I thought you would get anybody, where you say you don't get for your squad right now, now Mitoma you're supposed to put in.
It's, I mean, by now, if you don't get Mitoma for 5.6 million for your squad, I won't question the kind of manager where you be. That's one. Then number two, if you see the amount of penalties where Brighton don't play in times, they've played, I think, like 4 penalties or so. She gets. And with it being named, the art of their midfield, McAllister, he has been doing well. If you see the point where you don't give people. I mean, last match, the match where they played 3-3, he scored a goal.
Yeah,
almost like 11 points. Do you get what I'm saying? Including bonus. Do you get for McAllister? McAllister and Mitoma. Those two players, they should be on the watch out for match with 30. So, and against Bournemouth.
So brings me to the point. Now, if you say, if you get Mitoma, what's the essence of Trossard?
I mean, so
because Trossard from the look of things, from stats, he don't get more points per minute than any Arsenal player since when he joined the club for January.
So the question now, the minutes where they play, because we see he don't take charge of that forward role for Arsenal. But the question now, Gabriel Jesus is back from injury now. She goes at the talk. Martinelli, Saka, we don't see that because of international at the bench. But now they are back. Gabriel Martinelli, Saka, and Gabriel Jesus don't they back? How many? You think say Goofy they play the same 70 minutes, 80 minutes where they play? And it's not everybody be like Alan. They be say under 60 minutes, they don't give you the points where you need. So the question is, how consistent will Trossard play? So if he play for 80 minutes, will he give you that point?
So let's say you be technical advisor now for all managers really here, and they listen to us, they watch us. Mitoma, Leandro Trossard, Bukayo Saka. Between these three players, who you go pick?
It's no brainer. I'll pick Mitoma and Saka. But if you don't get expensive strikers, let's say
even as Trossard get more points per minute.
Trossard is good, but with this analysis we are just making, in the sense that Gabriel is back, we treated that one treating in time, and we see Gabriel for the last game score 2 goals. Saka, when he come in, the old creativity. Go check the map. For that minute, when Saka used the pitch, it was coming from the left wing.
So, stick with Saka and Mitoma.
Yes.
Gabriel Jesus, striker still.
I'm not sure.
Since
I mean,
Mitrovic now done the 8-match ban. So, anybody will get Mitrovic, suppose yank him off now.
By now, you're supposed to look towards Ivan Toney.
And
I don't know why people.
Gabriel?
I don't talk him. Gabriel and a person will say, if you know, say, you fit cope with the fact that he's not a consistent striker, he's not going to give you those goals every week. But you get people like Ivan Toney, they give you goals almost every week. 17 goals for a Brentford striker. for that price. What else do you need?
Okay, Mo will talk about another player now. See striker and Ollie Watkins. In the play against Nottingham Forest. Nottingham Forest, they always chop goal.
Yeah, very well.
Aston Villa, in recent times, away matches under Unai Emery. Fantastic. In fact, they always score for almost all their away matches.
Now, only Man City and Aston don't get points past them since Unai Emery don't take charge.
So, Ollie Watkins this weekend.
Man, I'm not sure. I don't want to bring
against
him
against Nottingham Forest.
I'm not sure I want to have him yet in my team. Because now, see the same thing we'll talk about. If they bring in players, you don't feel just look that match where they get for front. Who carry them coming?
You need to look at four or five matches.
Do you get what I'm saying? So, it's a great consistency. They always score, but how many goals they don't score for the squad? Because players like under Emery, they've had more goal scorers than under their previous manager.
More from there, moving to Ben Chilwell against Liverpool. He didn't play from the midfield. Going forward, should I wait till we see Ben Chilwell play? And for me, I feel say the more you play up for the attacking role, the better your chances of getting points and even getting goals. Ben Chilwell under Bruno or the whoever go come in as coach, we feel they bank on say him now go to play from midfield.
The only issue I get with them is the price. That's 6 million for me. Do you get what I'm saying? But if you look at the way Chelsea they set up, our most creative players now is James and Chilwell. In fact, now why because of Chilwell, now why did they use Cucurella? Because of that pace, if he fly, go forward. Just like you said, playing from the midfield. Do you get what I'm saying? So if he keeps this performance going, we're going to see him going forward. That role, they don't play. Even when Potter did, we see him playing as flying fullback. He did go front. Now, we Potter don't come off for there now, where we get this Bruno man. You see, they keep that same thing going with Bruno, with Chilwell. So, I mean, he's a player that you should have. I would say you should go for him.
Okay. So, but in all of this, make sure, say, check you remember, days. Say, Chilwell, now still defender, it could be. You know if he play from midfield for you. Now defender.
Then
register Ramas.
Yeah.
But so, more just small talk. Small talk about Jack Grealish. We don't be talking about him before we start this shoot. Jack Grealish, now one player, you say, 5 matches, if he play, no score goal. You understand?
Yeah.
But if he gets maybe assist, let him go, all those kind of stuff. My problem with him, now the fact, say, in they always play. Like, City match now, almost every match, they always play. But you know they give
the
points.
Third output.
You know they give the points. So, what to be the force about Jack Grealish? For managers, we won't try to get him, or way maybe they feel, say, okay, in score last weekend, though, this weekend, see if he appear for him. What is the fuss about?
So the thing about Jack Grealish has to be like this now. Yeah. Now, see, once Guardiola don't get here, they plug the one player. Sure, you get. And the player, they deliver. Jack Grealish is not your Foden. We're going to give you at least 3 goals in maybe like 9 games.
And on that note, Foden even get wounded. So,
you get. So, you go to start for that wing way, then only him. Do you get what I'm saying? So looking at the price, 6.7 for Jack Grealish, and the performance where he don't put it, he don't show. See, this player and player, by every game, they get better.
But Dio, the point is, he's not scoring goals.
And he's not giving you points.
He's not giving plenty points.
But 6.7, how many players do you feel actually use replacer for this price?
Okay, but the only thing why they pick now from this, your point now, the fact, say, Jack Grealish, they win inside.
He did win inside.
In team, go always get the points.
And he did grow into every game.
But Dio, for how long?
They grew into every game.
For how long?
For 6.7 million. For 6.0. And Southampton.
100 million pounds player when they give 10 goals per season.
I mean, just like we talked before this camera roll, say, they learn the wing position where they play now.
Okay, moving on. We'll talk about differentials. And more or less, players, when we say, if you get on the cheap, on the low, and maybe they go, if you just do the work for you, low-key, they don't do the work, small. But that make I come to you. Which of the McAllister? Yes,
I talk about him.
We don't talk about McAllister and Mitoma.
You should have him
as one of your starters, or based on say you get him for squad. If he did for your bench,
but no be
as person, a starter.
For bench. If he did bench, maybe you just buy him because of the price. Okay. Because between now and if he keep performing by this point, if he see the price they go up, But based on what they call him, based on the fixtures where they get, and the way where they use him, I feel like he should be he's the player that he should have for differentials. And the Emmanuel talk one thing about Aston Villa and the way they know they concede go. Tyron Mings 4.4. Is a player you should have. A defender. In fact, I don't get him for my squad, and they give me points. Since Thiago Silva, I don't get injury. Now he might go for 7 points, they give me points. So those two players, Mark Allister and Tyrone Mings, those are the players. Differentials you should have. Tyrone Mings, starter, na player I go advise me you start against Forest. They are not just conceding. We see that they struggle with goals. 1-0, 2-1, they struggle. They know they score. And for a team like Aston Villa, they did defensively. I mean, Chelsea play all 90, we no score one with all the chances we see.
Okay, Moko Suyas will be for Jason Steele. He get help goal against Brentford for his Saturday match over the weekend. And player or goalkeeper, we say more or less. They joined the likes of Ederson and Alisson. We don't get help goal this season for inside the Premier League. Even I think Jordan Pickford, Seth, don't get help goal this season for inside the NPFL. Already, he don't start 4 games for Brighton. Talking about Jason Steele, I don't really know much about Castagne because Leicester as
their form is shaky.
Right now. Anything Leicester, just hands off, hands off.
Abi Banzi scored yesterday. When was the last time?
Yeah, so. just hands off. Anything you just see now from Leicester. Badamua.
Mitoma right now. She just have to.
Go game week 30. We'll talk about captain picks. And normally, I'm not supposed to talk plenty because Haaland they return. I don't know again who again you feel captain. Maybe Marcus Rashford. But going by last weekend match against... who didn't even play last weekend?
Who be that?
Manchester United.
Manchester
United. I think
United,
they played Newcastle.
Newcastle, yeah.
They played Newcastle.
They lost 2 goals.
They lost 2. And Rashford will not see him for that game.
They bury him.
So going into game week 30,
I won't do it in Burnley that last time.
Give me 2 options.
I won't do it in Burnley that last time. I won't do it again. I won't give Mitoma my captain band. Alan,
they play Southampton.
Yes, most def. If he, so, the thing
so
I
wait,
say,
wait. So Daya, wait. Say, are you advising against captaining Haaland?
No, I'm
going for Mitoma.
No, I'm advising. If you can either pick Mitoma, I'm going to pick Mitoma. But for others, I'll say you should stick with what was it called, Haaland. Or for some reason, Joan Alvarez.
How about Saka against Liverpool?
Saka creative play since he don't come back. Since Gabriel Jesus don't come back for that week, I'm not too sure. Because Gabriel Jesus don't come back to the do what they do before.
Okay.
As a creative player. So Saka and Martinelli, if you don't get much work to do for that game, make the whole work there on Gabriel Jesus. And
but,
he has
but,
a point to prove.
But looking at his stats, looking at his numbers so far this season, double figures.
11 goals, 10 assists.
Yeah.
That's crazy though. But
12 goals actually.
12 goals already.
Yes.
That's good though. But I mean, to me, Alan or
Mitoma.
What was it called? Mitoma.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We'll come back to this.
My guys, then.
You'll come back to this.
Let me advise you. Haaland, yes, number one. Reason Saka. And for some of you, reason Bruno Fernandes. That's why I say Bruno Fernandes. Marcus Rashford. But Marcus Rashford, in recent times, I don't know which they do him.
I mean, you can look towards Harry Kane also.
Harry Kane.
Yes, you can look towards
Harry
Kane.
Harry Kane, they played Brighton,
as much,
right?
Yeah, you know, as much as bad as Tottenham be. But Harry Kane don't show, say, he they give points.
Yeah, but Harry Kane. Okay, their last match against Everton, yes. Penalty.
Yes. But you don't show, say, he they score. Maybe in a 9 minute header or 9 minute penalty. Yeah, because this Alan, where would they talk? See, if you see the FPL, you don't even see sure, say, you go play. Now, 75, they still put for there now.
That one hard.
75, so 75% they put for Alan. So, either you look towards one Arsenal player or you look towards Kane.
Any which way, just make sure, say, you pick one of the best captains. I believe, say, Haaland will still come good. Or if you go for Arsenal, any of the Arsenal forwards. But the reason, say, Saka will be the shining light this weekend against Liverpool. Now, my own inkling be that. My people, now here we will draw the curtain for the latest RNG of the Fantasy Premier League. Brought to you by the Republicans, based on the matter. Say yes, we don't come back. And surely, when we come back next week, remember, the man waits for Semena pick Mitoma, his name Nadayo. Next week, I feel given I do, men I go born out.
I don't understand why
they pick Mitoma. But anyway, follow us on top of all our social media and make sure say they follow us and make sure say you click the notification button on top of this channel where they watch this one. So talking about YouTube, so that our latest videos you're gonna get them, and also everywhere for where they get your audio, whatever podcasts, anywhere, make sure say you follow us there. Football Republic. And also, social media, the Republicans, if you catch us anywhere on top of all social media. TikTok, say follow the right? TikTok? Yeah, TikTok, say follow on the. So, Instagram, Twitter, blah, 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 blah. We did here. My people, till I enter, I'll again next time. Bye, guy. Bye, rice.